one of those who has, that is, you have eternal life, you have the truth, you have the seed, you will receive not only in measure what you've done, but far more. This is Luke 6:38. Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And it'll come from men in this life and from God in spiritual blessing and in the future, eternal blessing. So I say we listen obediently and appreciatively because of the promise of reward the Lord has given to us as faithful listeners who let what we hear be known to others. Whoever has, verse 25, to him more shall be given. It's repeated twice, once at the end of 24 and once at the beginning of 25. Matthew 13 gives a parallel account, and in verse 12 it says, "And he will have an abundance." He will have an abundance. Of what? Divine blessing. As you give out the truth, you will be given more understanding, more truth, more grace, more power, more joy, more satisfaction, more fulfillment, more abundant life, and more eternal reward. You can't outgive God. "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." It's an unqualified, unlimited promise. And then the contrast, which really sets it off, end of verse 25, "And whoever doesn't have," those are the people who hang around but aren't real believers, "even what he has," or if I can borrow the language from the parallel verse in Luke 8, verse 18, "what he thinks he has." That's even a better way to understand it. Whoever doesn't have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him. False disciples, deceived people who associate with believers. Maybe the unconverted husband who is, as 1 Corinthians 7 says, sanctified in some ways by the believing wife. The splash effect hits him. God pours out blessing on a believing wife and it splatters on her husband temporally. Or the splatter of blessing that came, for example, to the non-believing Jews who were associated with the believing Jews in the church to whom Hebrews was written. He says to them, "You know, you've tasted the heavenly gift. You've tasted the powers of the age to come. You've become enlightened about all these things. But it's all short of salvation." These are the folks who would be described in Matthew 7.